Le président.
Thank you very much. I would like to thank the United States for the last questions. I will answer the questions in the order posed. The draft law bolsters the authorities of the DGCCRF. As regards investigations, certified agents are now authorized to visit premises after a prosecutor's opinion, and under false identity, verify compliance of sales over the internet and refer such investigations a qualified person in the appropriate area of verification is authorized to accompany them. As regards sanctions, the level of sanctions has been raised. The DGCCRF can order economic operators to inform consumers and the public about a withdrawal. My apologies. I just want to be clear. In terms of legal recourse, the DGCCRF and qualified associations have the authority to facilitate access to law courts for individual consumers and also to act before competent tribunals and courts for the resolution of litigation. As regards sanctions, we have a higher level of administrative, civil, and penal sanctions. In the old texts, offending bodies had to face fines of imprisonment from 1 to 3 months and fines of between 5,000 and 300 million CFA francs. Under the new draft law, far higher fines are slated, from 500,000 CFA francs to 900 million, and imprisonment terms of 1 to 5 years. The publication of sanctions, which did not exist in the old text, is now provided for in the draft law. This is a major step forward because companies tend to comply when the reputation is undermined or tarnished. As regards regulatory texts, these can be adopted as under Article 168. The law includes the authority to issue an order obliging companies to take corrective measures as a part of their administrative sanctions, ensuring compliance of a product. The DGCCRF will also be able to obtain compensation for consumers even when the offending companies have voluntarily ceased abusive behavior. The cessation of negative and harmful practices does not exclude compensation, and regulations establish timelines for compensation. The DGCCRF also plays a role of arbiter or mediator to resolve litigation between consumers and vendors, as is laid out in Articles 148 and 150. However, consumers can turn to other mediators in the public or private sector, such as the Authority for Regulation of Electronic Communication and Postal Services, RCEP, and the National Agency for Urbanism, Topographic Work, and Cadastral Efforts, which plays the role of mediator in litigations in the real estate sector, also the mobile telephone mediator. Professionals and companies can also propose their own mediation mechanisms for specific cases. Rulings are open to arbitration and mediation, but they are binding if there is a failure to find a friendly resolution. The parties can also refer the case to judges or courts. The case can be referred to law courts if one party refuses arbitration, and this is the case also if mediation is not completed. All of these provisions are laid out in the draft law. The modalities for mediation launching will be clarified by regulation and bylaws. The draft law also provides for compensations of damages to consumers when the consumers are not identified or cannot be identified. The manner for administering the funds issued as compensation will be clarified by additional bylaws, and it is possible that remaining funds can be handed over to associations of consumers. These funds would, as I said, would go to consumer associations if they were a part of the legal recourse effort. The other concerns that you mentioned are taken into account in legislation on the DGCCRF. In Article 3, it states the mission of participating and implementing international cooperation and sub-regional cooperation in the area of consumption. This mission is also supported by a specific Directorate of Regulation and Cooperation. The bilateral or regional vehicles which are used in this type of cooperation are the French DGCCRF, with which we're working, UNCTAD, CEMAC, SafetyGate, and RASFF. In order to further shore up this cooperation, the DGCCRF plans to establish partnership links with other bodies, such as the African Dialogue for the Consumer Protection and the regional early warning systems where they exist. So, Chair, those are the responses that I can offer to the questions from the United States. Thank you.